Would you like to revisit the question on whether if you revoke a detainee's privileges to go to the cafeteria?
Yeah.
Then
no, I just would like to say that if there is a sanction taken to prevent the detainees to go to the cafeteria, his meals will be served in his cell, in his compound especially. Not in the cell, but in the compound, to prevent him moving around. Yes.
I understand. Yeah. So when, in your time here, if you can reflect back, has there been one or two things that have surprised you about how things, as you implemented, you know, it was no longer theory, here's the implementation of the detention facility. What has surprised you about that?
What surprised me was that at the beginning, I was a little bit worried to deal with this kind of people, because well-educated people, high-ranking people, high-ranking military people, and also ministers, and politicians. And I was worried if really I can, what they say, the challenge, if I can do it. And then I did it. This has surprised me. I'm surprised that I am someone who really capable to do this kind of things.
So what was it?
Very big confidence. Yes.
Can you give me a specific thing of what you thought they might do in their, because of their educational backgrounds, what problems they might, a specific idea of what you were worried might happen?
Because at the beginning, they will doing whatever they want. Whatever they want, they will do it. They will do everything inside the prison. Money and everything. And the investigators are coming and doing whatever they want. And then we put an end of that, and then we put an order. And then we start building a different compound. There was two or three big compounds. Now we have 18 compounds. And we impose a closing of the cells, and then they cannot move as they want. Before they were moving as they want. And all those things, they went to write a lot of letters, they went even on a hunger strike, but we maintain our position, and then we win. We were able to maintain a kind of discipline and order in the detention.
So when you first arrived...
Because even before, some of our prison officers, even security officers, were fearing, because they were saying, I am a minister, I am a general, I am a colonel, I am a major. And then they behave like a colonel, like a general, like a minister. I said, no. Here, you are a detained person, and you must obey. Nothing that. You're not a minister. And even at the tribunal there, at the beginning, they were treated as a minister. They were even scared to handcuff them. No. You have to treat them as a detainee, but on a human way, of course.